Federal government pauses funding to Los Angeles homeless agencies citing fraud allegations. Los Angeles, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, on June 11 suspended federal funding to the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, cutting off millions of dollars to the L.A. region over allegations of fraud and widespread mismanagement. HUD action to suspend federal funding comes in the wake of an investigation into LASA, Secretary Scott Turner announced Thursday, adding that the agency has uncovered evidence of LASA's false statements and its irresponsible actions and failures, including a lack of financial management and lack of safeguards against conflicts of interest. The Los Angeles Continuum of Care, led by LASA, has received nearly $1 billion in taxpayer dollars over the last 5 years. Despite federal assistance, LA remains the epicenter of the nation's drug-fueled homeless crisis, according to Turner. Under President Trump's leadership, HUD will fund results, not corrupt failure or the homeless industrial complex, Turner said in a statement. Year after year, hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars were funneled to LASA with little accountability. Meanwhile, homelessness skyrocketed. Taxpayers will no longer bankroll an organization that puts its own self-interests ahead of the Americans it was created to serve. HUD stated in a letter to LASA that suspension of funding will be final if the agency does not contest the notice by requesting a hearing. LASA must file a written hearing request within 30 days of receipt of the notice. LASA officials pushed back on the federal government's claims, stating that its actions could put thousands of formerly homeless people back on the street. LASA received a letter from HUD announcing a suspension of COC funding. After initial review, this appears to be a blatant attempt to pull yet more resources from Los Angeles, a city they have targeted time and again, when it is clear that LASA has either corrected or is in the process of correcting nearly all of the issues raised. According to a statement from LASA, the organization maintained that local oversight actions have already resulted in strong repairs and reforms to LASA's internal controls, which officials said are accountable and viewable to the public. If HUD's Inspector General actually conducts a fair review of LASA's current and future practices, they will clearly see how our systems now allow us to clearly track the work and investments that have resulted in LA outperforming the nation by reducing homelessness over the last 2 years, LASA said in its statement. While the review plays out, our immediate priority is to explore all available options to ensure that federal funds continue to support the thousands of people who have been housed through LASA and our broader rehousing system, the statement continued. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass expressed deep concern about HUD's announcement, according to her office. Mayor Bass, too, has grave concerns about LASA and zero tolerance for mismanagement and negligence, which is why she previously directed the city to evaluate how to move away from the agency, according to a statement from her office. Threatening federal funds does nothing to house people and jeopardizes the progress Mayor Bass has led to reduce homelessness for 2 years in a row, after it only went up in Los Angeles for years. Ultimately, people will lose their lives. We urge HUD to work with the City of Los Angeles to provide the necessary funding to reduce homelessness, the statement continued. County Supervisor Lindsay Horvath described HUD's decision as a publicity stunt. I have been calling for change and accountability at LASA, but if this administration desires accountability, too, they should work with LA County, Horvath said in a statement. HUD's investigation found what it described as a clear pattern of fraud. For example, in August 2023, LASA could not determine whether it used funding to pay for empty hotel rooms because the agency failed to record when individuals exited transitional motel housing, according to HUD. Federal officials cited findings from a November 2024 audit conducted by LA City Controller Kenneth Mejia, which found LASA failed to spend approximately $513 million in homelessness funding budgeted for that year. A letter from HUD referenced the resignation letter of former LASA CEO VA Leisha Adams Kellum, who stepped down last year. Her decision came after the LA County Board of Supervisors decided to move $300 million and hundreds of workers away from the homeless agency into the new Department of Homeless Services and Housing. An investigation by LA's found Kellum signed a $2.1 million contract with a nonprofit organization that employed her husband. Lhasa has faced criticism for providing late payments to service providers, maintaining inadequate records, and failing to monitor contract and spending more accurately. The agency has implemented new policies and created online public dashboards to address these issues. Los Angeles City and County officials have also made moves to improve transparency and accountability regarding homeless funding, as well as to ensure better outcomes of programs and services. Despite the allegations that Los Angeles has failed to reduce homelessness, officials said recent data showed significant progress. In June, Governor Gavin Newsom announced California achieved the largest reduction in unsheltered homelessness in the nation last year and saw the largest decline in unsheltered homelessness since 2009, citing HUD's data. Los Angeles experienced a 10.3% drop in unsheltered homelessness, with the largest regional drop nationwide, according to HUD's data. The Los Angeles region saw the first decline in homelessness starting in 2024. LHASA's 2025 point-in-time count showed there was a 4% decrease in homeless people across the county, while in the city of Los Angeles, there was a 3.4% drop. Data showed that unsheltered homelessness in the county declined by 9.5% in 2025 compared to the prior year, and it has dropped by 14% over the last 2 years. Additionally, there has been about an 8.5% increase of unhoused individuals entering interim housing, such as shelters and other forms of temporary housing. In the city of LA, unsheltered homelessness declined by 7.9% in 2025, and it has dropped by 17.5% over the last 2 years. LHASA reported there has been a 4.7% increase in unhoused individuals entering temporary housing in the city.